Now we go back to the news and here's Bridget again.
The economic outlook is bleak for many people in Norwich, and our next group of stories highlights some aspects of this. A pop-up food bank is being set up for the half-term break for people in the Cossey and Queen's Hill areas. A new network of low-cost food hubs is being set up by the Norfolk Community Foundation to set up community supermarkets across the county. Families who have moved into the plush new apartment block have been seeing disgusting problems with the sewage system. One man is considering living on a boat in the river to ease the strain on his living costs. One effort to ease the housing shortage by building 45 new retirement flats off Mousehold Lane has been blocked. However, despite all this grim news, it is good to hear that Norwich-based businesses are continuing to help Ukrainian refugees who are much worse off than most people in James with the first food bank story.
Parents worried about feeding their children over the half-term holiday will be able to get some relief thanks to a pop-up food bank. It is for anyone from the Cossey and Queen's Hill area struggling to afford food. It will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday, May the 30th, in the Owen Barnes Room at Breckland Hall. The pop-up enterprise was the idea of County Councillor Sharon Blundell, who represents Cossey. Mrs. Blundell wanted more support from the government for households in financial difficulties because of the rise in inflation and the predicted hikes in energy costs this autumn. The county councillor praised the support of the Cossey community in terms of donations. For information about where to donate, email sharon.blundell@southnorfolkandbroadland.gov.uk.
People across the city could benefit from an ambitious scheme to open up a new network of low-cost food hubs to help communities through the cost of living crisis. The Norfolk Community Foundation has launched a new campaign called Nourishing Norfolk to raise money to establish 15 community supermarkets throughout the county. Five of the hubs are already up and running, including in Norwich, while there is also a mobile food store which operates in rural areas. If £1 million of funding can be found for all 15 of the services, more than 5,000 households could be helped. The hubs operate a membership scheme, allowing those in the most need to purchase everyday items at massively reduced prices. The shops sell short shelf life food sourced from big national networks and surplus supplies from farmers and local supermarkets, with families saving an average 40% on a weekly shop. David Hill, Norfolk's High Sheriff, who is backing the campaign, said, "Even before the pandemic, an increasing number of people were facing poverty in Norfolk, and that will grow even further. But we want to imagine a future where no one in Norfolk goes hungry." The initial funding target is for £1 million. However, several councils have already committed funding to the scheme, including around £500,000 from Norfolk County Council. Now is the time to get behind this and work as a county to make a real difference.
Tenants expecting to live in luxury in a plush new apartment block in the city's Riverside area have instead seen their sinks blocked with other people's sewage. Complaints have been sent to Orbit Housing regarding the state of some flats in the St Anne's Quarter of King Street. Orbit Housing has said it has commissioned CCTV surveys to investigate the problem. An inspector was sent by Orbit to look at the drains and plumbing in the buildings. One 35-year-old tenant, who did not wish to be named, said human waste was coming through the plug hole of sinks in his bathroom and kitchen. a former university lecturer who lives with 2-year-old son and 34-year-old partner, said it has impacted his health and sleeping patterns. His apartment is in the Hop Pole Yard block of St. Anne's Quarter, and he also woke up one day to find sewage seeping through the floorboards in his bathroom. The disgusted tenant said, "People are getting ill over these sewage issues. A plumber came to plunge my sink and it had human waste coming out." The man, who has Crohn's disease and pays £106 rent a week, has been using bottled water for everyday use. He has been actively pursuing alternative accommodation options. An Orbit Housing spokesman said they recently had 2 reports of blockage in the drainage in Lord's Garden on Monday, May the 2nd and Tuesday, May the 10th. This is in addition to an ongoing issue at a property in Hop Pole Yard. The spokeswoman said initial investigations failed to identify the source at Hop Pole Yard. Finding the cause of the issue is a priority, and we ask anyone experiencing any reports of blockages or problems to contact us. The independent experts have undertaken water tests across the St. Anne's development, and these have confirmed the water is safe to drink and use. City Councillor Leslie Graham, Green Party, said this should never be allowed to happen. It's appalling. We are working with tenants, Orbit Housing and the council for both an immediate solution and an investigation into how this happened. The Environment Agency has been contacted for comment.
A man is considering living on the Wensum instead of on land in a bid to ease the strain in the cost of living crisis. Nick South, 59, spent 13 years living on a boat at Thorpe Island in Norwich, but moved 5 years ago due to medical reasons. The former local representative for the Residential Boat Owners Association said he'd never discount moving back to his beloved 27-foot boat due to the quietness and being surrounded by nature, as well as the fact it's cheaper. The wedding DJ said, "I would only use 2 bottles of gas a year, which at the time was £50. Electricity is also cheaper because you have next to nothing to run from it. The biggest cost is coal and wood in the winter, though he explained, even then it was a lot cheaper than heating a house as it's such a small space to heat. I would always be nice and toasty looking out at the snow." Renting mooring is also a lot cheaper than renting a property in the city, the Horsham St Faith man added. However, the outlay to get a livable boat can be very costly. He said, "You need around £30,000 to buy something which is livable. And to be truly cost effective, you need to learn to do your own maintenance." And living on the water is not for everyone, he added. "Once you learn to live on a boat, you can do everything you can do in a house. It's just much harder work." Though Nick said the thing that people find the hardest is getting a mooring that allows you to live on a boat, he continued, "It really is a young person's game, as you have to get in a dinghy to get across to the moorings. It's also difficult to move back because I couldn't get registered with a doctor and had a poor credit score from essentially living off-grid."
Plans to turn part of a former Norwich shoe factory site into retirement flats have been rejected. Birmingham-based developers Housing 21 had asked Norwich City Council for permission to build 45 apartments on part of the site of Mousehold Lane, which was once home to Startright Shoes. But City Hall planners have turned down the proposal, saying they would leave the area overdeveloped. Building work is already underway on another area of the site for a 79-bed care home to be operated by Avery Healthcare. But, in a report, City Hall officers said, the scale and intensity of the 45 dwellings proposed fails to positively respond to the site constraints and consequently would be unacceptable and harm the character and amenity of the surrounding areas.
Norwich-based removals and delivery firm Loads for Less are continuing with their crucial work delivering supplies to the Ukrainian border. Loads for Less have teamed up with Pim and Co, also based in Norwich, and Anglia Plant, based in Rackheath, for their worthwhile mission. A group of men from the Norfolk businesses, Stuart Monument, Joe Patterson, Adam Soule, and Steve Pym, have all been involved in organising and undertaking the trips and have set up a Just Giving page which has raised more than £15,000. The money raised by the page, started by Mr. Pym, will be put towards getting humanitarian goods to the Polish border with Ukraine.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were Bridget Cook and me, James McGarry. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, two more sets of news, and a second feature.